It's been a long year with the coronavirus pandemic, but the potential for contracting the disease was only one fear that Americans had. This is Don Rush. SafeWise.com found there were a number of fears, and we talked with Rebecca Edwards about the latest survey.
We asked people how concerned they were about the pandemic on a daily basis. Nationwide, it was 62%, which was fairly high. Maryland was a little bit higher at 64%. And we also asked people, have you felt like the pandemic has threatened your personal safety or your property safety? And those numbers weren't as high, but about 30% of people felt like their property safety was compromised because of the pandemic. And just a little higher than that in the 40s was concern about their personal safety due to that, which I thought would be a lot higher because my health is part of my personal safety. But I've also felt scared about other things, like do I want to wear a mask here or not? You know, headlines of people having arguments and fights and worse over things like that. And COVID definitely going to continue to play a role, I think, into at least the near future.
In terms, by the way, of gun violence, we see a lot of shootings almost every week. Is there been a shift here in the concern that people have, given all the publicity that these things get?
Absolutely. I mean, 2 years ago when we did our first survey, gun violence was just a blip on the radar, and all that people really ever mentioned was mass shootings. So we started diving in deeper to that. And this year, gun violence is a huge concern. 53% of Americans are worrying about it every single day. And, you know, I've been following it pretty closely, last year's stats versus this year's stats. And the number of gun violence incidents happening, whether they're classified as mass shootings or not, has risen exponentially. I mean, 2020 was one of the biggest years for gun violence in decades in a lot of major cities. And that just seems to be continuing. It's like a snowball that is continuing through 2021. You know, it's early to tell what the reason for that is. That, you know, gun sales have been going through the roof as well, which is interesting. So we don't know if there's a correlation yet between more guns out there and more gun incidents. It seems logical, but things aren't always linked.
How do we rank in terms of what we're concerned about?
The state of Maryland overall is much more highly concerned than most of America. About 64% of Maryland residents said they are highly worried about their safety on a daily basis versus 47% nationwide. The number one crime that people in Maryland feel is likely to happen to them is package theft, so that's on target. But nearly 70% said they do think about gun violence and worry about it every single day. They don't think it's the most likely thing to happen to them, but it's top of mind, easily.
By the way, is there any difference between cities and, say, the rural areas? Do we see a difference at all?
I've seen a difference, absolutely. I mean, things that are making gun violence numbers go through the roof are in big, major metro areas. And areas that tend to have, like, what was happening during this pandemic in the first half of last year in cities like New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, what a lot of the police and community members were saying in those cities was that while everybody was sort of locked down for the pandemic and police were minimizing their patrols and diverting efforts in different ways to try to keep everybody safe, certain aspects of gang violence or drug violence were continuing on unabated, and they just kind of had less eyes on them. And so it got a little more out of control than it might have been. That's a supposition that's been put out there, definitely more than in the rural areas. If you see things happening in a rural area, you've got more accidental type things and domestic situations, and they just don't usually happen on the grand scale as they do in these big major metro areas.
Rebecca Edwards with SafeWise.com on its latest survey. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.